just as several Murdoch executives are accused of misleading Parliament, pitching great Roger Clemens sat in U.S. federal court today accused of lying to Congress. At issue is his alleged use of steroids and human growth hormone. And today the government brought a key witness to help make its case, former Clemens teammate and friend, longtime Yankee pitcher Andy Pettitte. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at the courthouse and joins us now. And Nina, first, Pettitte was supposed to be a star witness for the prosecution because Clemens was his mentor, his friend. The two men worked out together at their homes in Texas. What did Andy Pettitte have to say?
Well, he looked really kind of miserable on the witness stand today. He said what he said before, that in 1999 or 2000, when he and Clemens were working out together at Clemens' home gym, that Clemens mentioned to him that he'd taken HGH, human growth hormone, and that it can help with recovery time. Prosecutor Stephen Durham asked, "Did you know what that was?" Answer, "No." Pettitte said that he then went to ask trainer Brian McNamee about it.
Brian McNamee, trainer and the prosecution's main witness. You have to remind us of his role in this story and what he says happened.
Well, he's the guy who said he injected Clemens with performance-enhancing drugs and provided physical evidence. And because McNamee has a lot of credibility problems, Pettitte, who doesn't, is viewed as a valuable corroborating witness. He's admitted using HGH and did so again on the witness stand today. He said he was injected four times in 2002 and that he injected himself in 2004 four times, both times after he suffered injuries. And he said he didn't think the drug helped him either time.
Now, Andy Pettitte also said that there was a second time when he and Roger Clemens discussed using HGH. And this was, he said, in 2005, when the House of Representatives was conducting its investigation.
Well, Pettitte and Clemens were at spring training at that time in Florida. Both were then playing for the Houston Astros, and Pettitte was worried that the reporters there would ask him whether he had ever used HGH. So he went to Clemens and asked him what he was going to say if he was approached by the media. And according to Pettitte, Clemens said, "What are you talking about?" And when Pettitte said, "Well, you told me you'd used HGH," Clemens said, "No, I didn't. I told you that my wife, Debbie, had used it."
Now, Andy Pettitte, again, was a prosecution witness. Tell us about the cross-examination of Pettitte.
Well, I thought it went a lot better for Clemens than one might have thought. Pettitte seemed to loosen up a bit. "Roger Clemens is my friend," he said. "He was my friend before, and he'll be my friend afterwards." He said that Clemens was the best pitcher he'd ever seen, that he was unparalleled in his work ethic, in his dedicated training, in his studying not only of the hitters, but also even the umpires. Defense lawyer Michael Adonasio noted that Clemens has always been what he referred to as country big. So the defense lawyer asked Pettitte, "You trained and played with this guy thousands of times. Was there ever one moment when you looked at that man, dressed or undressed, and said, 'He's doing something funny,' meaning taking and performance-enhancing drugs?" "No," Pettitte replied.
What about that conversation that Pettitte said he remembered from either 1999 or 2000 about HGH?
Well, the defense lawyer asked Pettitte, "This wasn't some sort of sit-down the two of you had. Weren't the two of you huffing and puffing in a very intense workout?" And Pettitte acknowledged that they were. And the defense lawyer even managed to wedge in that even after Clemens is supposed to have stopped using HGH, he won three Cy Young Awards.
Anita, Andy Pettit's back on the witness stand tomorrow to wrap up, but let me ask you as an observer, what do you think of today's testimony?
Well, if the prosecution wanted a big dramatic moment, it didn't get it. And the defense, I thought, had a better day.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.